Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. A bit of rain and some warmer days and the garden begins to awaken. Make your reservations for a visit at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. And please, keep in mind that the CDC recommends you wear your mask in public if you are not yet fully vaccinated. This may be midwinter for most of the country, but we're having a pretty typical California January. Some cool nights, but sunny and clear days that are helping to bring the garden back to life a bit early this year. January is also pruning season in the garden, and the evidence is beginning to show up in many places. As you enter through the atrium, you can see the iceberg roses along the right-hand side have been pruned, as have the iceberg roses in the upper meadow. It won't be long before we'll see new growth there. If you walk through the fuchsia garden, almost all the plants have been pruned back to be ready for the spring growth. And if you're planning to walk the whole garden, take a look at the crab apple espalier at the edge of the rare fruit orchard. It has been pruned back as well. Head out of the fuchsia garden and into the geometric garden beds. The beautiful deep red snapdragons that were planted last fall are blooming in the middle of the boxwood borders. Also, the young lion's tail plants are just showing a few blushes of orange bloom. This area makes interesting visuals for picture backgrounds. Also great for picture opportunities are some of the areas in the children's garden that look like little vignettes of garden where spring has already broken out. You can see mounds of white-flowering, sweet-smelling alyssum, yellow and orange nasturtium, a few buttercup golden calendula flowers, and blue butterfly bush. It just makes for a picture begging for a bunny. Walk through the lower meadow and out to Tram Road, and you'll be treated to some striking aloe ferox plants that are blooming. This is the time of year that many of the aloe plants are blooming, and if you hike through the aloe collection, there are many other aloe worthy of admiration. Most of the aloes bloom in shades of hot orange, but there are a few that bloom in yellow as well. Continue on Tram Road and watch for Lakeview Lane on the left. Turn left and keep an eye out for the hedge of white correa on the left. This is a very hardy evergreen hedge bush that can get up to 5 feet tall, but it will respond well to pruning, or it can be grown in a container as a specimen plant. It's a native to Australia and Tasmania, where wombats feed on the leaves and roots, and in days long gone by, the natives used its leaves as a substitute for tea. Just a bit further on, and still on the left, is one of spring's very first trees to bloom, even before its leaves open. It's the star magnolia. This is a really great tree for your yard, as it is visually stunning when in bloom. It smells great, and usually remains under 20 feet tall. There are two star magnolia trees in the garden, but right now this is the only one blooming. The other one can be found across from the koi pond in the Japanese garden. While you're down this way, keep your eyes open and watch the treetops, as this is the area where some of the garden's most beautiful birds can be seen. I was lucky enough to catch one of the owls with a squirrel in his talons, but there are also hawks, some very noisy green parrots, crows, and a host of other small birds that live in the garden too, so keep a lookout for all of them. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.